Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Jennifer from Whittier with the girls all prettier. Good morning.
Good morning.
Jennifer, go ahead and vent. Let it all out. Who did you dirty?
My ex-husband did me dirty. Oh, he had gastric bypass surgery and lost almost 300 pounds.
Dang.
Thought he was God's gift to women. Kept accusing me of cheating, and come to find out, he was the one that was cheating on me with a parent from our daughter's daycare.
What?
Not only did he mess up our marriage, which, thank God, because now I've moved on to somebody way better.
Yeah.
Now he's on marriage number three because she turned around and cheated on him.
Oh, snap.
While they were married.
People say, you know, that once a cheater, always a cheater. But when you start something where there's no respect for anybody's relationships, what's to keep someone from, you know, disrespecting the one that you're in?
And you always hear that, too. It's the one that's accusing you of cheating.
Right.
They're always cheating. Mm-hmm. Always.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't just one woman that he cheated with. I found out it was multiple women he was cheating with.
Wait, hold up. Jennifer, were all these women from that daycare?
No, some of them were actually neighbors.
Oh, geez.
Wow.
Yo, that daycare's popping right
there.
Yeah.
Your neighborhood was scandalous, though. That's like the Real Housewives. Yeah.
Susio Hills right there.
Susio Hills.
Yeah, but it was pretty bad. It was in Whittier.
Whittier. Well, Jennifer, if this makes you feel any better, at least you had him when he was three times the man. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You're literally half the man I married.
Jennifer.
Exactly.
Hopefully that made you feel better to just vent and get it out in the open of who did you dirty.
Thank you.
We love you, Jennifer. Have a great week.
Love you too. Thank you.
You know what, though? I bet Jennifer's not the only person that's been through something like this. We would love to hear from you in the sense of, like, you were with somebody, you were the ride or die in their toughest moments, whether it be, you know, a health issue, being 300 pounds overweight,
confidence,
or straight up being broke.
Right.
Yeah, becoming really successful and whatever that means. Like,
and
career.
Whenever they felt they, quote unquote, made it in whatever field they feel they made it in, they dropped you and left you.
Ugh.
Do you have a story like that? Shoot us a call. Vent about it. 877-971-HITS is the number to call or text. Has that ever happened to you, Brian, Chels? Somebody just dropped you or you dropped them?
I have some stuff.
Chelsea! Coming up next, we'll find out what the...
Oh, yeah, I've dropped somebody for that before.
Bethany from West Co. Good morning.
Good morning.
Break it down, girl. Who ditched you after they felt like they upgraded their life and made it?
So I actually was the upgrader.
Good for you.
So I was with a guy, and we were, I think, together for probably like 6 months or so. And it was cool. It was fun. But in that 6 months, I lost 50 pounds. I just got healthy, and I, like, got back to myself. I was just kind of like way hotter. And I knew that I could do better. And I feel like I got a little bit of flack for it, but also everybody's always talking about upgrade your life, and then they get mad when you do.
Right.
So
was it that you didn't have a lot in common anymore, or you just felt you could get a hotter dude?
I think it was a little bit of both, you know? And then also there were options. Like, there were guys that were, like, asking me out that weren't asking me out before.
Mm. Aren't those guys superficial if they weren't bothering with you before, and now you got hot, allegedly? Now they want
to
mess with
know.
You?
I think you're allowed to be a certain amount of superficial. You're allowed to like what you like.
Then get it, girl, if that's what you want. Thank you for calling in. We got Amy from Oak Park. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing great, Amy. Thank you for listening to us. So did somebody straight up feel like they made it and just straight up dropped you?
Oh, definitely. So I kind of helped him through, like, a divorce and everything. And when I met him, he was in great physical shape. He felt like he couldn't ever buy another place, and he was worried about having to pay alimony for the rest of his life because he was with her for 20 years. And so, like I said, he was in great physical shape. He was able to run 5 miles a day every day in 45 minutes.
Wow.
But he was a cop. And, yeah. He was a cop, and he used to wear, like, 40 pounds worth of gear around his waist for 20 years. So that took a toll on his hip. So 1 year, he ended up having to get some kind of laparoscopic surgery to try to fix his hip. But the doctor said if it doesn't fully heal or if it's not looking good in a year, then we're going to have to do hip replacement surgery on you. So he did. He had to do, a year later, he did hip replacement surgery. And I nursed him back to health both times. I went to the supermarket. I helped him use the restroom. I helped him.
Ooh, the restroom stuff is rough.
Hold on, Amy.
Three meals a day.
Amy, hold on. Amy, did you wipe him?
No, hell no.
She helped him. She helped him on and off the toilet. But yeah,
I helped him get to the toilet.
And he's like, I told him which direction the toilet was,
right?
And then he just left you, Amy. Wow.
Yeah. Well, not only did he leave me, he was able to buy a place, which he never thought he'd ever be able to. And I always encouraged him and said, no, you're just going through a hard time. At some point, you'll be able to buy a place again. Bought the place, dumped me, and it turned out he was cheating on me the whole time.
No!
Well, maybe not the whole time.
What a piece of work.
Oh, my gosh, Amy. So sorry you had to go through that whole situation, girl. But I'm glad you're done and over that guy. Moving on. Plus, who wants a dude with a bad hip?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he can't dance like that anymore, if you
obstacles
know what I'm saying?
Obstacles in the bedroom.
That's right. He's like always calling bottom.
Chelsea.
He's got to lay there medically.
Did you ever dump a dude because you felt you made it?
I did.
Oh, my gosh.
But
I
here's the thing.
It.
There was this jerk I dated in college. Uh-huh. He was an athlete, so he would always make comments about how I needed to work out more. And then I was majoring in broadcasting, and he'd make rude comments like, that's not a real career. What are you even going to do? Yeah. And I remember.
Show him. Yeah. We're here. Look at that.
The year I dated him, I worked really hard, and I finally got my dream internship at MTV in New York City. So I was moving to New York for the summer, and right before it clicked for me, and I started working out and just getting in shape, losing that freshman 15. I go away for the summer. I come back, and I got a lot of attention because people were wanted to know about what it was like working at MTV and living in New York. Mm-hmm. And so I instantly was just, and he, of course, was like, oh, I'm sorry I ever doubted you in your career and bowing down. And I was like, okay, no, I'm good. And so then I started, I remember this hot guy in my algebra class who I had a crush on asked me out. And so I upgraded. It was
nice.
It was a good time.
There you go. All right. Brian said he got dumped after a chick thought she upgraded.
Well, she
did. How did this go?
I mean, she did upgrade. I'm not even gonna lie. She upgraded for sure.
True.
I mean, if I can't, I have to be able to understand, be self-aware enough to be like, yeah, you upgraded for sure. So it's back in when I was living in Seattle, probably 10 years ago. I was working as a substitute teacher, and I just started touring as a comedian. So I was out on the road a little bit in Montana, Idaho, doing bar shows and stuff. And then I got a part-time job because substitute teaching is exhausting. I couldn't do that every day I was back. Shout out to you substitute teachers. It's exhausting. So I got a job in an interior design warehouse, just stacking toilets and stuff and sinks. And the front desk a receptionist was a beautiful chick. We started talking, we started dating, and she was always complaining to me. She's like, I just don't feel like this job is pushing me enough. And I'd sit there and I'd be like, Madeline, it's okay. You can do this. I'm encouraging her to put together a new resume and stuff. Because at this point, I'm comfortable with what I'm doing. I'm like, I'll stack toilets and tell jokes all day. I don't care. And she's like, I want to get out of this job. So I encourage her to get a job at Nordstrom's.
Nice.
She gets a job at Nordstrom's in the corporate office at Nordstrom's, and then flat out, she kind of just stopped talking to me for a week, off and on, couldn't track her down for nothing. And I was like, what's going on? Something is going on. She's like, well, I don't know. If I tell you, she's like, we're breaking up. And I was like, whoa, geez, all right. And she goes, but if I tell you why, you kind of keep it a secret because I don't know if the company would be okay with it. And she tells me that the second day there, one of the executive vice presidents was all about her.
Yeah.
And asked her out. And this dude's a multimillionaire. And she dumps me. And I was like, yeah, I get it. I mean, stacking toilets and telling jokes, and you're on a yacht now.
Stacking toilet versus stacking Benjamins.
Stacking sacks of money and stuff. So I get it. You know what? I hope they're doing well right now. I hope they're enjoying their yacht in the Mediterranean.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.